Hyde is campaign and communications manager for LGBT Progress at the Center for American Progress and is here to give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about the Center for American Progress.
Sure. The Center for American Progress is a multi-issue think tank in Washington, D.C., that was started about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, to provide a progressive framework for progress, to provide progressive ideas and a progressive path forward to achieve real results for the American public. And we expanded several years ago to include an LGBT team, which I work on. And we work on a whole host of issues ranging from still marriage equality to non-discrimination protections to youth homelessness to LGBT healthcare. And we work both at the national and at the state level.
How did you become involved?
I've been involved in LGBT advocacy for a really long time, and I started out as a self-identified ally. And during my sophomore year at American University, I was elected president of the student body there. And at the same time, I was also struggling with my gender identity and whether or not to come out as transgender. And in the end, I had to be true to myself. I came out to my family and friends and eventually to the entire campus community. And my experience coming out was incredibly positive. I had nothing but love and support and affirmation from my friends and family and from the broader campus. And for me, that experience was incredibly hard, but it was still easier than most people's experience. And the idea that I could continue to go to my school, that I kept my family, that I kept my friends, the idea that those things were privileges didn't sit well with me. So I wanted to get involved and make sure that the privileges that I had were no longer privileges, but givens and rights for everyone.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
I'm certainly hoping that my work on the policy front also helps to advance broader social change. I hope that I can help contribute to creating and ensuring full federal equality for LGBT Americans. Obviously, as you and I'm sure your listeners know, our fight for equality didn't end with the marriage equality decision. LGBT people still lack comprehensive, explicit non-discrimination protections at the federal level. We still have disproportionate needs in areas like healthcare and homelessness that need to be addressed. And as everyone is well aware, we're also under siege by a lot of state governments across the country. This past legislative session, we had 200 anti-LGBT bills that were introduced that seek to either codify discrimination or roll back the progress that we've seen. And so I want to make sure that we no longer see those types of bills and that we continue to see progress and eventually reach full federal equality.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
You know, I come to this work not just as someone who is transgender, but as someone who has loved someone who's transgender. I met my future husband, Andy, fighting for trans equality, and we fell in love. And a couple of months after we started dating, Andy was diagnosed with cancer. And despite getting a clean bill of health several months later, eventually his cancer came back, and it was terminal. And Andy and I decided to marry in August of 2014, and just 4 days after we married, he passed away. And for me, I carry my relationship with Andy with me in my LGBT advocacy work. I carry it with me because one of the most important lessons that I learned from that experience at 24 years old, 23 years old at the time, was that every day matters in this fight, that every day matters when it comes to building a world where every person can live their life to the fullest, where every person has a roof over their head and job opportunities that are based on their skills and their talents and their work ethic and not on their identity. Every day matters when it comes to just being yourself. And so for me, that's probably my biggest personal motivation in this work. It's not just about who I am, but also people I love.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Well, I think over the next few years, I'd certainly like to see Congress pass the Equality Act, which is the new comprehensive LGBT non-discrimination law that was introduced just a month after the marriage equality decision last year. As most folks in the community know, for about 20 years, we tried to pass ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which would have provided sexual orientation and gender identity protections in employment. But as the marriage decision approached, I think that the movement and the community got together and decided that we shouldn't be asking for incremental or piecemeal equality. We should be asking for full equality, and that means equality throughout daily life. That means protection throughout daily life. We know that access to a job doesn't begin and end with the application process. It also includes having access to a safe, quality education. It means access to stable housing. It means the ability to purchase the goods and services we all need to live and thrive. And so my hope is that in the coming years, Congress acts and the President signs that comprehensive non-discrimination bill so that LGBT people do not have to live in fear of discrimination, whether it's at the workplace, in school, or on Main Street.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I would say to them is that they are loved and that they are worthy, that there are people fighting for them throughout this country, that there are so many people out there whose lives are going to be better because of their life and their existence and their continued existence, and that it may not be happening fast enough, and it certainly isn't happening at an equal rate for everyone, but like I said, there are people that are out there thinking about them and fighting for them every single day.
How can people get information about the Center for American Progress?
Well, listeners can certainly visit our website, AmericanProgress.org. We have a lot of resources on the internet, on our site, the whole host of LGBT issues that we work on, like I said, from marriage equality to non-discrimination protections to LGBT healthcare to data collection even. And it's a great, wonderful tool for advocates and everyday LGBT people in general to arm themselves with the arguments and the facts and the points that we all need to push equality forward. So I would definitely encourage folks to log on and visit www.americanprogress.org.
What other projects are you working on?
I am continuing to work on pushing the Equality Act forward. I'm certainly working on pushing back against the anti-LGBT bills that have been introduced this legislative session and inevitably will be reintroduced when legislatures convene next year. But more than anything else, I want to help push social understanding and social awareness around trans identities and trans issues forward. I want to help lift up the stories of everyday LGBT people, everyday transgender people in particular, to educate the public about what it means to be transgender, what it means to be LGBT in today's America, and that despite incredible progress over the last several years, there are still so many challenges and so many barriers to success and opportunity that LGBT people face out in the world, and that we need to not only continue fighting, but we need to continue to build empathy and passion amongst allies in the United States so that we can continue this progress and continue this work. And so I'm going to continue to try to lift up those voices and those stories to make sure people understand what's at stake.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I actually think that one of the most important questions that folks should ask is what can they do to help? And I think sometimes we forget in this 24-hour news media, in this internet-friendly digital age, that there are some simple things that every person, LGBT or not, advocate or not, can do to advocate and to push for change. And I would encourage everyone to write their legislators in support of LGBT equality bills or in opposition to anti-LGBT bills, and to write through email or in letters their members of Congress to urge them to help push forward or support, if they're not already, the Equality Act and other pro-LGBT pieces of legislation.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I think for me, as a transgender person, as an LGBT person, particularly over the last few months as we've seen all of these anti-LGBT bills introduced and some passed, that for me, that the quote that has been on my mind that I think tries to allow me to see the forest for the trees is a Gandhi quote that says, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. And I think about that quote often as we're seeing more and more elected officials try to fight us, particularly the trans community. And to know that that is an incredibly discriminatory and harmful and mean-spirited action on their part, but it's also a reflection of the fact that we are winning, and that I know the next step is that we will win.